on Bad Radio.
Good morning. It's 5:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. You've got the Musers on Monday morning, August 6th. We are back from Cowboys training camp in California, back at the mothership in Dallas. And on the program today, we'll talk about the Cowboys coming up at 6 o'clock. They had a scrimmage yesterday. We did miss the traditional Cowboys scrimmage at training camp, but some interesting things popped up from that scrimmage that we'll get to. And, of course, it was Hall of Fame weekend in Canton, Ohio, in the NFL, and it was a very interesting, highly decorated class that we will get into coming up around... What's that music? What is that music?
Vampire Weekend.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Okay. Pulling it down. It was okay. Bed music. Usually play the bed music.
Usually play the bed that long?
Usually about a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
All right.
Stan Javier, 55.
Is he ever a Ranger?
What?
Was he ever a Ranger?
And Deathbed Mike chiming in there.
He was not.
Hog?
He was not.
That was very when he hog.
Yes. Was he hog?
And then his correction. Let's get that for tomorrow.
Is he a Ranger?
Like the old man from Blazing Saddles.
I've got some mail for you. Huh. And there's some other stuff.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Look at this.
Yeah.
Is that new?
Relatively.
All right, what the hell is that? Why is one eye closed? Huh? What is all that?
Oh, it's kind of personal. I don't share it with everybody.
Yeah, it's very personal. The whole world can see it, but it's personal.
Well, it's on my body.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you something, okay? If I walked in here with a horn on my head, would you say, what are you doing with your horn on your head? I'd say, oh, I can't tell you. It's personal.
I got the tattoo because of an event in my life, and it means something special to me. It's a reminder of that to me. It's just for me.
Really? Then why didn't you put it on your ass?
I have something from the business manager that you need to sign.
Huh. All right.
There's no way anyone would ever want to go to Buffalo, but all the things you've seen and dudes falling short trying to jump off of something to hit a table is something I would love to see in person.
Aren't they having sex in the parking lot and stuff?
That is the same place.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Don't they throw things on the field?
Yeah, I want to see that.
They throw...
Dildos,
is that the word you're looking for?
What's that?
Huh. Dildos, is that the word you're looking for?
That's exactly the word I'm looking for.
Hit the nose.
Hi, it's Owen Wilson from the new movie The Wedding Crashers, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on The Ticket.
I think I could eat three large Pizza Hut pizzas in one sitting.
I don't know.
I think I could.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents The Bad Radio Show.
You had a hell of an Italian sub today for lunch.
Today's scorching NFL takes, an audio bit that could take down the whole show, and thumb up. Also, Possum King, David Mino, Cray Tray Vids, Gluten-Free Julie Dabs, R.I.P. Sports Bully Bobbit, R.I.P. Donnie Dew. And now two guys that can stop wearing pants in studio now that Bob left. It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. Yes.
Yep.
Or yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's show number 8, Jake. Will we make double digits?
Well, we have to because Monday is 224. We got to honor Kobe.
Oh. All right.
At 224?
So are they...
On 224.
Is like the thing Monday?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
The memorial?
Yeah, right. I think
that's why
we're going to carry it live. We're going to have a moment of silence at 224 on 224. All right.
What do you think of that? Yeah, I was just thinking of Trey's. All right. Trey's here again today.
Probably the last time I'm here.
All right.
Trey's producing the show today. What have you done to produce the Bad Radio Show today, Trey?
I have a bit. I got a bit
Audio bit of fun.
Whoa. Trey has a bit.
Making content. And content is king.
Why not queen? Why is it always king?
You can be queen too?
Okay.
Kings are better, Julie.
Why?
Because they can behead queens if they want to, right? Didn't they? Queens seem pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a dragon behind them, but otherwise, you would want to be king of the castle over queen of the castle, and it's not my fault.
No, I know.
I didn't create this.
You're right.
I did not invent society. I would have said everybody could be equal right away, but not my rules, so sorry, I'm in charge.
When are they going to come for the conjugation thing where... In Spanish, I always thought it was weird whenever there's like a group of people and there's one male.
El or la?
Yeah. Or la, los or los. If there's one male in the group, they say los.
Oh, really?
I think. Is that wrong?
It's like one drop of...
It's been a while since I've taken Spanish. So, yeah, it's like the one drop of blood. Yeah. So, why don't you guys... You hit them up.
Okay. Cancel Spanish. I'll start making a list.
Cancel Spanish.
I'm pretty sure. Cancel Latin-based languages.
Cancel them.
And kings and queens.
The loose theory I came up with is that Mexico is like 20 years behind us culturally. But this was a theory I developed in the early 1990s when I lived in Mexico as my student exchange thing. Or there wasn't an exchange because nobody came back here. It was just us going over there. It was a... Spanish language, like immersion thing, part of college, where I spent a semester there and lived with a family and, you know, just went to school just to learn Spanish all day. But I remember Papa, he had a mistress that everybody knew about, like mom and dad, kids kind of knew about.
Huh.
And he would go over to her house some afternoons because they would take off for lunch and a siesta.
Yep.
Like at 11:30 or noon. And then the siesta, he would often go there.
He'd have his own fiesta siesta, is what you're saying.
I don't know what they would do. Yeah, there probably was some stuff going on. Why else do you go to the mistress's house? Just to talk.
Have a fiesta
siesta. The guy in our house would have two glasses of wine and take a nap in the middle of his work day.
But I remember thinking that... They're just more antiquated in their thinking, but they'll catch up. You know, they'll. This is all my theory as a young man. Maybe they didn't. Maybe still, the mistress is commonly known by, because I would think I was thinking more. That's more of a 1950s thing or something in America, right?
There might be Don Draper.
Yeah, the like rich guys have now, the really ultra rich.
Like Tony Soprano, Carmela knew.
There's some kind of understanding. It's just don't embarrass me publicly with this.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like the ultra rich still enjoy this life.
And the wife's like, all right, less work for me.
Yeah. Pretty much. And she gets to enjoy the societal, you know, thing that comes with being married to this guy, and you got all your stuff, and plus half of the money, maybe.
Just like if you can, don't get caught going to an island where they're trafficking teenagers from Romania.
That's all I ask.
Yeah, that would be the one. That's the one thing. If you could avoid that. Yeah, I always thought the siesta was, that's not something I could get on board with.
I'm not could or could not?
Could not, no. I would come home from our first session of school. This is in a small town in Spain, and he would just be conked out on the couch with an empty wine glass next to him, and he would get up at about 2:30 or 3 and go back to work.
Yeah, I don't
until
think
7.
I could rally again.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Like I would
I'm
rather
up, I'm going and then we're done.
Yeah, plow through until 7 or maybe a half hour earlier and then just conk out, cuz once you stop, I feel like, boy, that just kills momentum.
Mix in a little vino midday. Sounds and then of course perfect. What happens from there is they eat dinner at 9 o'clock. And now everyone over there wants to start their night of going out at 11 or 11:30.
Well, in Mexico, our dinner would have been lunch. I mean, we had a huge meal.
Right.
And at night, it was a sandwich or something. It was a very small meal.
Same exact deal.
In Spain?
Do they have tickers?
Probably. There's always, you know, cheating soccer players.
Right.
But remember that if one man shows up in a group of you and your friends, it's los.
I'm void.
And ellos.
So, we do have a note.
Void.
It is show number 8. It's a new show, and I was thinking last night, maybe it was because I stopped by the grocery store because I was out of toilet paper. You don't want to be out of toilet paper.
Get that Zon, bro.
What are you saying?
I mean, it's probably not good, but we have things like diapers, wipes, toilet papers on a pretty regular delivery. So, like, once every couple weeks, they just drop it off.
What is this you speak of?
Amazon.
Oh, Zon. I'm like, is there an app called Zon?
That, no, I'm trying to be Soroy.
Okay.
More and more like Soroy. There's certain things that are
essential.
To have
toilet paper delivered seems awful tier one.
Well, it's free, and it's the same price, and we do it with other things.
Is it the same price? Because I always find when you buy essentials on Zon that it seems to be a little higher than the grocery store.
We still do pick it up.
You just don't like to mingle with the public like I do.
You know, and it's funny, too, with as pervasive as Amazon is, that it used to be that you would go to your local grocer or smaller hardware store, and that felt like you were helping the little guy instead of going to massive store that has everything. Now, just going to massive store that has everything feels like mom and pop helped the little guy against
Amazon.
Yes,
man.
I'm in.
Like,
a store.
If you go to Walmart, you're helping local commerce.
Salt of the earth, you know. It's like this
because
has
at
really
least
changed quickly.
Yeah, at least you're helping all the people that work there.
Right.
Continue to have a job.
It's so funny how that happened,
and not lose it to a drone. But anyway, so. I'm brand name guy, so it got me thinking about our show. Because my wife will go and she'll buy like the generic stuff that you get a discount for using that grocery store's, you know, put your phone number in. And I'm like, no, this is terrible stuff. Or it's definitely a notch below, right? If you buy the paper towels that are the generic over Bounty or Brawny, it's a different feel. It's not as good. Which has always made me question her use and my doctor telling me that I should just go get the generic drug, you know, whatever it is. Maybe a little blood pressure pill makes your blood pressure go down a little bit. Just get the generic kind because the brand name kind costs way more and they're exactly the same. So I say, okay, but everything else in my life that I buy the generic kind, it's a step down. So I'm not sure that that's true, but I believe it when the doctor says it, I guess, right? He's the doctor. You're not a doctor. I am also not a doctor.
Side road here, are there any things you found where you think the quality's the same?
No.
I would agree that with paper
like
towels
napkins,
and toilet paper, that's a no-go for generic. But I think there are some things.
Like food or soda
I don't think most people could pass a taste test on sodas.
I disagree.
I thought that as a kid because I thought this sucks. I don't want to drink Mountain Lightning. But now I'm pretty sure you would not be able to tell. Dr. Thunder, I don't think you'd be able to tell. I think like deli meat, a lot of times you can't really tell that much of a difference. Not from like the butcher's cut.
Okay.
But like the lowest version of prepackaged to the highest version of prepackaged. I don't think you can tell.
When I buy my weekly salmon, I do wonder. You know, there's one that costs $34 a pound and one costs $19. And I always go low. And I'm like, always thinking, how much better is that salmon and why?
Yeah.
But I never try the big. Maybe I should try one piece of that and compare it. Anyway.
What about like cleaning products? Like the spray?
No, I buy.
You buy the name brand. See,
Lysol.
I'd go generic.
I buy
on every
the
cleaning
Clorox
product.
Wipes, okay. Not the. I do not buy the generic wipe only because of my experience with other things that I do know. Like, I probably can't tell the difference in the wipe. But when I've used the paper towels or the napkins or anything else, I can tell the difference. They're always better.
Yeah.
So I buy the name brand anyway. But all my name brands that I'm loyal to seem to be probably things that I was loyal to when I was young as well or just grew up with. So you got your Charmin and your Tide and whatever, but none of them really,
swag.
Huh?
Nothing.
Dawn
swag,
the dishwashing stuff. So, but none of them appear to be labeled the same. And so this got me thinking about the whole bad radio thing. And we're 20 years in. We want to keep some branding, right? But even Tide. You can't just get Tide. You can't just get Charmin. You can get Ultra Soft Charmin or Ultra Strong Charmin or Charmin Essentials Strong. And I believe that's geared to go against the generic brands. So it costs the same as generic and it's actually thinner and all that stuff. But it's named essentials. Like, we're calling it something. Tide had Ultra Oxy, Spring Meadow. Dawn had Platinum Power.
Ooh.
Or Ultra Antibacterial. My point here is I think we need to be called Ultra Bad Radio.
Say no more.
Or Bad Radio Ultra or something.
Super Bad Radio.
You can't...
Super Bad Radio 64.
You can't change... First of all, you can't be new without also being improved. You can't just say, well, we're new. You have to be new and improved. So I'm not sure. We're still workshopping this, and I guess this is in my mind because I was talking to our website guy, Jeff, about how we're going to change the logo a little bit. You know, it now says Bad Radio with Bob and Dan. I think that has to be changed.
I would agree on that one point. Super Bad Radio is not bad.
Super Bad Radio. Tying our love of Super Bad.
It's among my favorite
movies. Maybe we could use the same
movies.
Font.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
So it's kind of like PetSmart, is it? Pets.
Yeah, yeah. You don't say Super Bad Radio.
Or Pet Smart.
You say Super Bad Radio. Super Bad Radio.
But it could be just Super Bad. Or it could be Bad Radio.
Yeah.
See, this is called a brainstorming session.
Sesh.
You've just witnessed a brainstorming sesh.
I feel like Trey was just producing.
He did a little producing there. Kind of. Maybe, if this thing goes 20 years, we might end up having to credit Trey with coming up with the name.
We'll have Trey for coming up with the name and the guy who sat in studio without asking for 3 hours on the first day of our freaking show.
We'll have them in studio.
I hope to see him at Ticket Stock this weekend.
Or we'll have them at the Alamo for our 5,000th show. And they'll be our special guests.
With a screening of Superbad afterward.
What about show 69? You guys thought about that yet?
That's important.
Couple months.
Wow, we are show 8.
We got to get through this Kobe thing first.
Well, let's figure out when that is. If anybody can actually do that, can we figure out when show 69 is? And yes, you're right, Mino. There will have to be some kind of a celebration.
And the show's next week when I'm gone, because I'm all tuckered out from 2 weeks of work. Those will count, because Dan will be here.
Do we adhere to those rules?
Yes. If one of us is here.
One of us is here. So
I'll
if
count
it's
it.
Jake and... Who's going to fill in for me when I leave now? See, it used to be so easy. When Bob left, Jake filled in. When Dan left, Jake filled in. Now it's just so complicated. There's just no way to figure this out.
I'd love to get Mike Soroy, but he's busy wishing people happy birthday $25 at a time.
Yeah, he's
making more money.
He might
be
pricing himself out of our deal. Okay,
don't
so Super Bad Radio, show number 8. Like, we could market it as Super Bad, and we could just still call it Bad Radio to make it easy. I don't know. You know, because you still just say, give me some Charmin. You don't say, give me the Ultra Platinum.
Hey, could you pass the Charmin Essentials, please? No.
Right. You would just say, well, you don't say pass the Charmin. That would mean you're in the bathroom with somebody.
You blow your nose or something.
Yeah, I don't think we would do that. Okay, so let's
start.
Dan,
so if you guys don't miss a day, May 14th is show 69.
May 14th.
Yes.
That might be right near the compound. Which I will be at. Blow me up, dog.
Boom.
All right, well, it's not time to promote the compound. We're here in ticket stock mode. Ticket stock is tomorrow and Saturday.
Ace Hardware ticket stock, in fact.
Well, that's right. Love Ace Hardware. We've done a remote out at one of the local Ace Hardwares, which was awesome, because they serve beer, Jake.
All right.
At the hardware store. Like, how often have you been walking around the hardware store and you're like, man, this is kind of great.
You know what? I need to wash down this nail gun.
I'm thirsty, though. And you could do that at some of our local Ace Hardwares. Anyway, we have an obligatory segment we do next. It's called Astros Today. Apparently, they were cheating on the ticket.